Good morning, Northern Kentucky. This is your Link Media News and Brief for May 22nd, 2023. I'm Link NKY's Managing Editor, Megan Goff. Property owners in Florence were denied a permit to use one of their homes as a short-term rental after neighbors came to a May 10th Board of Adjustments meeting in droves to voice their concerns. The property is a single-story house located in the Hopeful Heights neighborhood in Florence near Am Yealey Elementary School. John Barry owns the house, according to the permit application, but the business would have been jointly managed by John Barry and his wife and daughter, Susan Barry and Skylar Barry. The Barrys live in Union and own other rental properties in Boone and Campbell counties. Following a presentation from the Planning Commission staff, Susan Barry answered questions from both board members and local residents at the May 10th meeting. According to a draft of the meeting's minutes, the Barrys hoped to market the property to tourists coming in and out of the region to visit the Ark Encounter, Creation Museum, or those who want close access to Cincinnati. Ideally, she said, they could rent out the house to a maximum of 9 people, which she said would be enough to accommodate 2 families. As neighbors came up to speak about the potential of a short-term rental property in their area, some protests were expressed. Given the property's proximity to a school, school bus routes also run along the road where the house sits, many people were concerned about the safety of the children in the neighborhood. William Turner, who lives on the road where the house is located, asked if the Barrys would be performing background checks on the guests. Susan Barry said that they do background checks on their long-term tenants, but would not do them on short-term tenants. Barry added that not performing background checks on guests was industry standard for short-term rentals. Mike Storms, who lives on an adjacent street, brought up a long-term rental property across from his house to make his case as to why short-term rentals, or any rentals for that matter, shouldn't be allowed in the neighborhood. According to the meeting minutes, Mike Storms said the owners of the long-term property were renting rooms out of the house illegally, and it was a disaster. A man is charged with murder in the death of his 3-year-old child after he allegedly allowed the child to come into contact with fentanyl. William Hanna is charged with murder and wanton endangerment in the first degree. According to an arrest warrant, Hanna, quote, allowed his child to have access and come into contact with fentanyl and controlled substances, and in doing so caused the death of his minor child, and wantonly engaged in conduct which created a substantial danger of death or serious physical injury to another person when he allowed his other 2 children to be in close proximity to controlled substances. Isabella Hanna, 3, of Maysville, died April 19th. 1 month later, neighbors are still shocked by the news. I couldn't imagine something like that. It's sad, said neighbor Jimmy Ware. They'll never grow up, experience life, or anything. They're in a better place now, but they'll never experience anything. I just hope that she gets the justice that she needs, said neighbor Keon Floyd. Hannah's preliminary hearing is set for this morning. With an estimated 4.8 million players, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the U.S., according to sports and recreation experts. It's growing in popularity in Fort Thomas, but the city has yet to find a permanent home for the game. Yet, thanks to a local pickleball enthusiast and their tennis-playing brethren, a solution seems at hand. Although further plans are in place for permanent pickleball-only courts, for now, the 2 lower-level Tower Park tennis courts will be permanently marked for pickleball fun. The marking will not interfere with tennis on those courts, but will allow for an easier shift between the sports. Jeff Bazold, chair of the City Council's Recreation Committee, said they were prepared at first to recommend turning the 2 lower tennis courts into pickleball courts exclusively, but after hearing from both tennis and pickleball players, the committee decided to reevaluate its recommendation. That'll do it for today, Northern Kentucky. Find out about these stories and everything else going on in your community at linknky.com. Thanks for listening.